New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away today. When I was a kid, my parents would have an absolute cow if I ever wrote on myself or if my sister or brother, like, you know, just doodled on our arm. I have no idea why, but I just want to say that I have a book that is going to change their mind. It is called My Naked Truth. It is by Adrian Finkel, and it is absolutely fabulous. Adrian, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, I have to say, the first thing I thought about when I saw your book, I thought, oh my gosh, these people have writing on them and it's so flipping cool. What was up with my parents? I mean, maybe like a child's doodle obviously doesn't compare, but it struck me right away with this book, you know, just looking at the cover itself, right? Oh, go ahead.
My parents were the same. I actually wasn't allowed to, it was kind of frowned upon to write on myself. So I think that this was somewhat of a rebellious act on my end.
Oh, that, you know what? Well, you did a heck of a job. So why don't you tell us a little bit for people who haven't seen the book, and then we're going to jump into it. And it was hard to pick some of my favorites to read, but I managed to pick some because they're all so fabulous. But tell us a little bit about the story behind this.
Sure. So this has been kind of an ongoing project that has now become a book. I started this project in 2011, really out of a feeling of being lost and the sense of boredom and not really sure, like I was really in a place where I was at a crossroads with what to do with my life. I had moved out to LA to be an actress. I had gone to a very serious conservatory for theater, and just a job led me to Los Angeles, where I thought, you know, one thing would snowball into the next and I'd be on TV in no time. And actually pretty quickly I was working and I was on television, and I was still not very satisfied and not really sure what else I wanted. I seemed to be unhappy and I really couldn't find an answer. And when I was a kid, I used to collect quotes from poems and songs, and I would write them all down and kind of save them as kind of like a little Bible, you know, where I would look back and kind of give myself advice. And I've collected so many quotes and sayings, and this was the first time in my life where I just felt like, well, this isn't even helpful. I'm really, really stuck in that. I don't even really know where to turn, and I don't know much more about myself, but that I'm an actor. And it was kind of the launch of me learning a lot more.
Oh, that's so nice. And it's nice that you're able to have this passion that you have for words. I love, like right at the beginning of the book, in the introduction, you write about that. And it's so powerful. For as long as I can remember, I've had a magnificent crush on words and the way they can transform a person. And mm-hmm. in the book, you have people that have things written on their upper chest, and the focus on their face and the words on their chest and the expression is so beautiful. There's one, stuff your eyes with wonder. And this woman just has this like openness about her face, and it's absolutely lovely.
Yes, I mean, basically the way everybody chose their words was really by bringing them to me and telling me what words kind of bring them peace, or what words lift them up, or something that they try to remind themselves. And so I had never even heard stuff your eyes with wonder, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful yeah. saying. And it was so great to be able to kind of capture that moment for her. And what's really special is that people's words and phrases that mean the most to them change constantly. And that's kind of just, I love that these photos are really a little, you know, a moment to capture where people are at in their lives.
Oh, yeah, me too. Definitely. Another one I love is this woman that says, I lost myself with you. And she writes, there was a time in my life when I was not representing my true authentic self and would not have been able to write those words on my body. This picture symbolizes my growth. In relationships, sometimes you can lose pieces of yourself in another person. Through growth, I know now that it is so important to always remain true to who you are, no matter the pain or process. And it goes on a little bit more. And I think that's one of those, so many of us can relate to that. And that's what's so nice about the book, too, is that you can read these and say, oh, my gosh, I've been there. And then you can read somewhere you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even realize I was there until I saw that. And it's like, wow, it's like you got, you know,
right.
sort of
it's
opens your eyes to it.
It's amazing how we're all so connected. I think that's what I love about this book.
Right.
And really, I think it's a special time in actually like I didn't know it would come out right this moment, but I think this is the moment where we all have to remember we are all human beings. You know, we're all somehow at war with each other, but at the same time, I can relate to everything everybody says in that book. That doesn't mean I've had their experience, but I empathize with them. I've had a similar experience. And what is so great about these pictures is that right now, especially with social media, we look at pictures all the time of people and don't see what else is there. We're able to make quick judgments. And now with my photos where you can't make a quick judgment because there's a piece of actually very raw information attached to it, it makes you empathize mm-hmm. and care for the person more.
Oh, I agree. Now, Adrienne, there is a woman in the book that looks like you. Do you have one in the book? Because I think
yes.
not she really.
Yes.
I am learning to say no. Yes. That is you, correct?
That's actually not me. That's a girl named Sarah.
Oh, it's not? Oh.
We look so similar. But yes,
you really do.
And then there was a girl that came in 4 days later, a little girl, and she chose the word no. She was about six. And I thought, how incredible that, you know. And so I put those photos right next to each other in the book just to kind of show how different we are as we grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did yours say? I have to find it.
Mine says, and it's funny because I was kind of struggling with social media at the time when we took these photos. And so right now I wouldn't say like those are my words for this moment, but about a year ago I was really struggling with identity and on social media, and I kind of became obsessed with other people's photos and started to feel jealous in a way that I hadn't. Also going through a little bit of a bump in my life, and right now I'm happy, but in moments where I feel sad or down or lost, going to social media and seeing everybody's lives be perfect really, really messed with me. And I felt like everybody was the happiest, the coolest through these pictures. And I thought, you know, I felt sorry for myself. So I put my quote was, you can't Photoshop personality. And the point with that was that you don't really know who these people are based off of a photo. And I think that we all seem to kind of think that it's okay to sum up a person from a photo, and it's just absolutely not. We have no idea what people are going through, and even all the pictures I could post in the world won't show people how you know, dynamic that I am and how much depth that I have.
Yeah, that is so true. That's the danger of social media. I actually try to post goofy pictures of myself and more self-deprecating, or, you know, people say, oh, nobody ever says what's really going on and everyone acts like their life's perfect. I'm like, hell no, I'm always telling you
exactly
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. I'm trying more to kind of, with every cute picture, you know, at least every few cute picture, trying to share something more personal. Just so it's amazing how many people just want to feel connected to others. And that's what I actually mm-hmm. love about social media. It's one of my favorite things to do is to be on social media. But at the same time, I think if we do that and we have followers, it's an important responsibility to also share some truths.
Right. And I mean, there's some really intense stuff in the book, some really intense stories. There was one woman who talks about, I have it here. I'll read this. In 2015, I finally mustered up the courage to end all contact with my mentally and physically abusive father. I left him. I would no longer keep in touch with him unless he got professional help. And on her arm, it says, walking mm-hmm. away has nothing to do with weakness. I mean, honestly, it has to do with mm-hmm. strength and self-preservation and self-love. And I love those powerful moments in the book. There's so many.
Yes. And the funny thing is even though that story might not have happened to you or someone that you know, it's still relatable. I think we've all been in situations.
Right.
Especially as women, where we feel kind of obligated to make someone happy that we no longer feel like making happy, or obligated to show up for somebody when where they haven't done enough for us, but we still want to give so much. I mean, I admire that in myself, but I also feel like it is a weakness of mine is to constantly give even though I may not get anything in return. And so I think that is just such a wonderful message for us all to know that, you know, it's okay to walk away. And it's interesting that her story can just kind of bring that out in all of us and as a reminder.
Oh, yeah. And then I love this one. This woman just has like this, she's beautiful and she has this just like glow about her. And it says, I am still on my family's phone plan, which is funny, but it's also obviously to me, well, to me, it's, I shouldn't say obviously, but it says like, yikes, I'm, you know, because she looks young, but maybe old enough to have her own phone plan, she might be thinking. I don't know. What did you take from that?
Exactly. She's I know her well. She actually is about 32. She looks younger than she is.
Oh my gosh, she looks like she's 20.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, in LA, you end up meeting a lot of young faces that are actually much older.
Right.
That's kind of what we breed over here. I think that that's also super relatable because not a lot of people say that. You think people have money. You think, you know, someone, even for her, she's an actress. People follow her on social media. People think that, oh, her life must be perfect. And, you know, she's still trying to pay her bills and she still has to get help from her family. And it's lucky enough that she can get help from her family, but she's trying to kind of, and she got to share that on social media. And I think that's what's been really fun. And next level to this, which is, not only am I sharing these photos, but everyone was so excited to share their own photo because social media gets so bogged down with these, you know, general photos of happy people or not even of, they just don't tell enough. And so everyone was so excited to post their photo to share a little deeper piece of themselves.
Well, I'm looking at yours. I love it. I love the way you have your hair sort of kind of twirling down your arm a little bit around your fingers. You can't Photoshop personality. I'm a confident, independent woman, and I feel I am wasting my days checking to see what people are up to on Facebook and Instagram. Lately, I've been comparing myself to other women on these apps, which I had never done before. Now, let's talk about that. What do you think drove you to that? I think to me, it seems like just a necessary part, not necessary evil of, well, yeah, social media. If you're on it long enough, you start to do the compare.
Yeah.
And you're a young, gorgeous woman. I mean, I think it's even harder if you're older, but we won't talk about me. No.
Well, I think it's funny because I always talk to friends who are kind of dealing with something similar or dealing with, I would say maybe we can call it jealousy in ways. And the people who would tell me that, I'm like, you're so beautiful. You're so stunning. You have such a wonderful life and wonderful friends. Like, who cares about these women? And it's funny because I've always been that way. I've actually not really dealt with jealousy much. I've always been very like confident in my own life and never been someone to compare myself to others. But last year I had quit a job of 5 years because I just felt really stuck. And at the same exact time I got this book deal. So what was so funny was the first time I started this book deal, this project, I was unemployed and very lost. And last year, strangely enough, I got this book offer to take new photos. And here I was after 5 years of being so satisfied with where I was in my life and feeling so strong in my career, just sitting at home again. And it was the first time I was sitting at home in years. And I wasn't able to attach myself to the great job that I had and use that to help my identity. And so I felt really vulnerable at the time I was shooting these photos. And it's so funny because I don't feel that way now, but I was sitting on a couch. And I think when we have, I think boredom can kill us. And I don't think we have reason to torture ourselves. So I was on social media more than I had. I was going through a breakup. I was looking at all the girls that, you know, he had dated, which I think is like so crazy, but I started to compare myself to all these people.
Right.
I don't even know them. And it's so embarrassing to even really tell you this, but that's really where it came from. I think what's so funny is women aren't looking at like men mostly on social media. They're really looking at other women and comparing themselves or just seeing what other women are up to, what other women are wearing, who they're dating. And I think it's this funny thing that it's really about women and other women. And I'm someone who loves women and wants to lift every woman up and wants to, but
totally.
I didn't that I was looking at. So I think it was an embarrassing struggle. And so I figured, what a better place to share something that is an embarrassing struggle than this project.
Oh, I agree. You know, now is such a tumultuous time, and I think this one stood out to me so profoundly. I love this woman. Silence won't help me now, and her eyes are closed and her mouth is open as if she's yelling. I love it. And I have to read this because it's just so great. You say shut it, I'll speak loud. You say take it, I'll rip it proud. I don't regret it when my heart's all out. Silence won't help me now. You say fake. Oh, sorry. Of course, my glasses, I could not find them, which is a problem. Okay. You say fake it, I'll bring the truth. You say close it, I'll open up to you. I've got nothing more to hold on to, but silence won't help me through. I mean, now more than ever with the Me Too movement, and there's so much going on, and we need to use our voices or things aren't going to change.
Exactly.
But I don't want to get political because I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know.
This book kind of really runs the gamut. I think everyone can relate to it. And even in politics, everyone needs to have a voice. And I think right now, you know, conversations aren't happening because people aren't speaking up. And, you know, a lot of white women aren't speaking up. And I think that it's really, to me, the fact that she is a white woman and she's saying, speak your truth, stand your ground. I am really excited that I get to share that in this book, and it can mean whatever to anybody and at whatever place they are in their life, no matter what. I think all of us feel like we want to be heard, but no one's listening in every sense of the word. So, and even, you know, at work and asking for, you know, raises and asking for things that we aren't used to asking for. And no matter what, getting different feedback than a man would get is something I've struggled with working in Hollywood. I just think, you know, constantly telling everybody to speak louder, to not be afraid, even if you get backlash, like the point is speaking and you're helping other women and other people while doing it. So I really, really loved those words. And I think it's something we can all relate to in any, even if you're in a relationship and not speaking or not communicating, it can really be harmful to a relationship or to a family relationship. All of these words and quotes, it's so funny, can really reach all different ends of the earth in what they're saying.
You know, I wanted to ask just a technical question. Some people have it written across their chest and some people have it down their arm and then some of it on their chest. Was that one? Here's a gentleman who has it on his hand. I love it. It's on his heart. I write to be heard. This woman has it on her kind of back of her shoulder, upper back. Was that your choice? Was that their choice? How did that come into play?
When I first did this project, we used to write it like wherever we felt like it hit us most. So some people would write on their stomach and some people would write on their leg some people would write on their heart. And then at the end of the day, a lot of people felt it just came. It was more forward and more meaningful if it was right on their chest where their heart was. So that's kind of where we always have a discussion before I'm about to write. But he wanted to use his hand because he uses his hand for writing. Some people, if it was a long thing, we try to get creative and figure out where to put it, which would be great. And what's so funny is even though sometimes it was just for like actual, like, let's figure out where this can fit on your body. It would turn out really special because we had to actually, you know, for purpose, you end up creating art because you're just not even thinking about how it has to be interesting. You're thinking about how it has to get done. And so some came out like that and some were like, no, I don't want my face in it. Or I want to show that I'm hiding in this and that. So there were a lot of conversations that went into where exactly we drew everything.
And when did you first develop a love of photography?
It was right around the time I had kind of struggled with not being an actor because I first of all got a therapist and I went to therapy, as a suggestion to a friend. And now I'm obsessed with therapy and think everyone should go to therapy. But she, you know, my first issue with her that I sat down with was that I don't have hobbies. I don't have any other interests. I thought in college that like, you can only have one major. You can only have, especially the way that my conservatory worked. It was like, if this isn't your passion, go home. And so you spend 4 years just struggling to make sure everyone knows, like, this is who you are. You have no other interest in doing anything else. That's why you're willing to struggle for this. And then I became less interesting because of that. And I sat there with her and she asked like things that I'm interested in. And I said, well, I love taking pictures, but I don't know anything about photography. And she encouraged me to take a class. And so I took like a 5-week course at my local photo store by myself. And I just obsessed and I started taking pictures of friends. And then one day I had saved enough money to buy my own light kit. And this actually was the first photo that my friend, Britt, was the first. She came over and I was like, I want to take a photo with my light kit. And that's how this project started. I asked her something personal and I said, can you share a secret that I can write on you? And she just wrote, I miss you. And then she shared it on social media, and one thing led to the next, and everyone was asking for to participate in that experience.
Wow. And I have to say, a lot of the models in this book, they look like they're in Hollywood. And I mean, they're all so right. I'm just curious. But I mean, there's like, they run the gamut from like just regular looking people, but some of them do look like, some of them I'm like, have I seen them on TV or have I seen them before? They look familiar.
Probably.
How did you get the folks?
Yeah. So I came from a community of actors through college. And then when I moved to LA, I was an actor. Those were my first friends. And then I also went to my college bred kids to go to Broadway. So I have about 50 people in the book who are actually on Broadway.
Wow.
And then I also am a producer in Hollywood. So I produce television. And so the people that really heard about what I was doing were from that community. My goal was to not have people in that community do it because I understand that everyone is kind of more conscious of their looks. And I basically encouraged everyone who came to wear less makeup to really be their authentic selves, to not worry about the best shot. So it was a challenge for those people. But I think in my next iteration of the book, the whole point is to like, I wanted to take pictures of people who volunteered and asked to be taken a photo of. And I want to reach everyone now to a point where now people in Ohio and people, you know, all kinds and ages of people will want to participate. And I think that it's really scary to like step forward and say, yeah, take my shirt off and write on me. It's not something, you know, my mom didn't want to do it. Like, you know, some of her friends wanted to do it, but at the same time, it's a courageous act. And I think when we see other people do something courageous, it makes us want to do it. So I think I just needed to put this book out and show people how not scary it is and how cathartic it can be and see what comes from there.
Yeah, I would love to do it. So you'll have to let me know if you're planning on doing more books.
I'm hoping to. I'm going to take a little break now that this came out. Putting out a book is a lot of work. And so because I have so many hobbies now, you know, coming from someone who literally only had one, I started doing photography and then I went to cooking school and then I became
neat.
A cook. And then I got a job through that actually in production. Because the people I was working for worked in production, and I've been producing ever since. So now I'm kind of just juggling a lot of things. But this project is something that's so easy for me. When I invite people to my house and we end up talking, we end up taking a picture. And so I'm continuing to collect the photos and post them on my Instagram. And if there's a second book deal, I can kind of launch, hopefully do some traveling and take pictures outside of LA.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, some of the people looked really familiar. I just saw Wicked on Broadway and I'm like, are any of these people, are any of them in Wicked?
No,
because I'm looking going, I swear I've seen some of these people before. It was amazing. My gosh. Wow.
That says you are safe here in the book. I think she was in Wicked, but I think she's now in LA. Actually, there's two people in the book who were in Wicked at one point, but I don't think they are in the current production.
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago. Oh, but that is so fun. There are some darn talented people in this book. Holy cow. Well, it is really, really fabulous. So, you know, before we go, I do want to shout out to our fantastic sponsor that makes the show possible this month, Natural Vitality. You know, we're all stressed out. We, you know, some of us have occasional constipation, muscle fatigue from exercise, occasional sleeplessness. I don't know if you know this, but magnesium is nature's relaxing mineral. Magnesium is needed for hundreds of activities in the human body, which is why it is one of life's most vital minerals. So grab some Natural Calm. It supports healthy magnesium levels. It's highly absorbable. That's a hard word. Water soluble, ionic formula. It's a multi-award winner, best-selling magnesium supplement in natural food stores nationwide. Natural Vitality's Calm. It is the anti-stress drink. So be sure to get some. It is really good tasting and it's so important for so many functions in our body. Again, naturalvitality.com. How do we find you, Adrienne?
You can find me on Instagram at My Naked Truth Project, and then online on the web at MyNakedTruthProject.com. Those are the two probably most prevalent places you can find me, but I'm also on Facebook. And then you can find me, I also post a lot of inspirational stuff on my personal page on Instagram, which is ADEFINK.
Awesome. Well, you are fantastic, and I'm excited. I'm to follow you on Instagram. I paused. I was going to say I actually deleted my apps from my phone. I do that every few months for maybe a few weeks just to kind of like, right?
Too.
I just don't want to look at anything. But now I want to look at you.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is your excuse. But when you get back on, I'm not going anywhere.
I'll be checking you out. Now, are you going to try to get back into acting, or are you happy with the photography and the producing?
I'm really happy with photography and producing, and I hope that I didn't like the idea of acting, like, you know, as it needed to pay the bills, but I love hopping into things that friends are working on. And as I've worked in comedy, I've been grateful enough to be kind of thrown into pretty much everything that I've produced, just to kind of
that's great.
Or help with a voiceover. You know, when you're on set, especially when I like to work, it's a family scenario. So everyone who's there has to pitch in. And so I love to kind of pitch in when I can. But maybe one day when I'm like very old and settled somewhere, I'll play like a grandma in plays at my local theater. That's my goal for that.
That is awesome. Well, you have been fantastic. Everybody check out Adrienne. Get her book, My Naked Truth. It is just wonderful. Adrienne Finkel. And you can check us out on Twitter at Health Media Gal 1, just the number 1, at Andrea Donsky, at Naturally Savvy, and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well. I want to thank our wonderful sponsor, Natural Vitality. Feeling everyday normal stress, occasional constipation, muscle fatigue from exercise, occasional sleeplessness. Well, magnesium is nature's relaxing mineral. Magnesium is needed for hundreds of activities in the human body, which is why it's one of life's most vital minerals. NaturalCom supports your healthy magnesium levels. The highly absorbable, water-soluble ionic formula is a multi-award winner and best-selling magnesium supplement in natural food stores nationwide. Natural Vitality's Calm, it's the anti-stress drink. I love it. I drink it every day. My husband uses it. It's fabulous. It tastes great. So check them out. Go to www.naturalvitality.com.